You're on The Burt Show.
I Phil and Melissa ready to go?
Yep.
Yeah, ready?
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's Phil on the red one, Melissa on a white one. You can understand why I chose them that way.
They're both red to me.
They are?
Yep.
Yes, Phil is on the red one and Melissa is on the other red one.
Melissa? Phil.
No, this is Phil. Hi.
Hey, hold on one second. Melissa.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. Happy Pride, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. There are a million ways to celebrate in the city this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Pride officially kicks off tomorrow in Piedmont Park, but, of course, we are at Piedmont Park outside of Park Tavern. We decided to celebrate Pride a little early and have Phil kind of be, I don't know, the prize.
It's tradition now on the Burt Show, and I think, again, this is a game that women certainly did not play when you guys were kids. This was strictly a dude thing, smear the queer. And at the time, we didn't realize how politically incorrect it was. We didn't even know, really, I don't think, what it meant. It rhymes.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't malicious. It was just, you know, smear the queer was queer meant odd or different or whatever. So that's why we, you know, played it as a kid. But then when you, as you become an adult, and you realize that, you know, queer is a often used derogatory term for gay people, we're like, that ain't fair.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Melissa probably said that the loudest. She's like, that ain't fair. How come
real country?
And being Southern, I said, ain't, you know.
Yeah, that ain't fair.
What are we gonna do?
And Melissa goes, yeah, why has it got to be smear the queer? Why has the queers got to be smeared? And Tracy was in the room, who loves alliteration, goes, well, why don't we just smear the straight?
See, it's payback time.
And then Phil's torture was born.
And so that's what we do every year, like Burt said, it's a tradition. And so to help kick off Pride here on the Burt Show, we play Smear the Straight, and Phil Tarana is our straight guy. And, you know, every year we seem to have different sports represented. And, you know, in years past, we've had, like, for instance, the Atlanta Bucks, who's the rugby team. This year we have representation from ABBA Tennis, which is the gay tennis league in town. And here is Mike Horton, who is going to represent ABBA, and I'll put him on with you.
Okay. What was his name, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Is it Mike?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Now, I just want to say, Mike, I mean, like last year we had the football players out there. We've had rugby players out there. I got to be honest with you. When I hear a guy playing tennis is going to be doing the tackling today, I'm not too intimidated.
Yeah, well, I just did, I did chess yesterday at the gym, and I did 265 for four reps. So, you know, you don't think tennis players can be a little big, too.
Brother. Get it. Are you on the juice?
Come on down and we'll tackle you too.
Oh, wow.
I even brought my racket. So, it's birthday's making an order for Phil, I guess.
He clearly is, considering the aggression that we're seeing.
Well, you know, tennis players are often overlooked. And, I mean, you know, it's we gave the world Martina, you know, so, what? You know.
I'm a little too small to be participating in this game. You wouldn't have any fun with me.
Well, you know, whether you're small or not, you know, just come out here. And if you can outrun us, well, that's good for you, and if not, that's bad for you.
So you said you brought your racket. Do you have your balls?
Of course I have my balls.
All right, great.
I have my balls all the time, and even having, you know, additional bucket, you know, I've got the pin, Oakland Court, I've got Wilson. Which ones do you want, Dunlop? I mean, we can go expensive, we can go cheap Target ones.
Well, we can't see them, but if you could just show Phil your balls real quick, just to confirm that you brought them with you.
Yeah, I'll actually walk over here and show him and see what his reaction is.
I'm sure before it's all set.
Oh, he's scared, so yeah.
He's scared of your balls?
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
You should, if you get a chance, using your racket, or you don't have to use your racket, but you should try to hit Phil in the face with your balls.
Hit Phil in the face with my balls?
Yeah.
Nah, he would enjoy that way too much.
Thanks for coming out
there,
Mike.
Yeah, Mike, we appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks. I'll give you back over to Melissa.
You remember when we used to interview, God, what was his name? The tennis player from Georgia. He used to be on with us all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, what was his
name? David Mandy Moore.
Yes.
No, that was Andy Roddick.
No.
Oh, Andy Roddick's friend.
Yes. Brian.
Brian, not Ginepri. Dude. Who? No, not Robbie Ginepri.
No, Brian.
Yeah,
Vivaldi.
Vandekamp.
Bree Vandekamp.
I can't believe we can't remember his name.
What is it?
The Haley.
Yes!
Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
I don't know why that escaped me, but anyways. So we used to talk to Brian Vahaley, and we'd have him on, and I could never think of a tennis joke. And I realized the reason there are no tennis jokes is because tennis people are way too aggressive and not funny.
That guy was ready to kick my ass, man. But,
hey, so
he was bowing up to you, Bert.
He was, man. You would come down here, I bet 265 five times yesterday, I'll kick your ass.
Well, he also brought his tennis racket. I'm not sure what he's going to do with it, but...
He's going to spank Phil.
He's got his racket for, Phil's birthday today, so he gets a little spanking. Also, I do want to mention that for the first time this year, we actually have spectators.
Oh, really?
That's cool. So
we have Claire and Lauren and Holly and, there's a guy trying to be a spectator, and he's too brawn and big and muscular. He's got to come out and. But yeah, so
well, maybe he can.
People watching Phil get his butt kicked.
Maybe instead of being a spectator, that the guy who's hanging out who's feeling a little uncomfortable can just hold the other guy's balls and his racket.
If there were crickets out here at Piedmont Park right now.
Do you know how many requests got from virtual listeners yesterday that want that as their ringtone now?
Did you get my
David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, the David Hasselhoff. And also this.
What's up?
Oh, funny.
Okay, Melissa, why don't you, is Phil still on the phone?
Yeah, he's right here.
All right, Phil. Why don't you,
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
What a great way to celebrate. Why don't you explain to everybody exactly how Smear the Queer worked back in the day and how it's going to work here in a couple of seconds.
Well, basically, back in the day, I mean, we all played this, especially, you know, growing up, all the boys in the neighborhood would get together and, you know, play an impromptu game of football or whatever, and then it turned into a game of Smear the Queer. You'd have one ball, and you'd have everybody would kind of circle up and surround and huddle up, and you'd throw the ball in the air, and whoever caught the ball was the quote-unquote queer. And you'd run and basically just get tackled and thrown to the ground and then pick back up, and then the ball would be thrown back up in the air. Whoever caught it, again, would run, tackled, and just keep going until either A, somebody got hurt, or somebody got called in for dinner. So that's basically how Smear the Queer works. So what we're doing today is just doing a twist on it, and I'm going to have the ball thrown to me, and I'm going to have the rather large gay men chase me down and tackle me.
Well, it's not like that hasn't happened before.
It happens every year around this time. Neat.
And we call it Smear the Straight. And Melissa Carter is down there to give us play-by-play. Now, last year, we had elite athletes that were running towards Phil, so we gave him a 10-second head start. I think 5 seconds is fine this year.
I do too. I think that, you know, Phil's in better shape, actually, because, you know, he was, you know, shirtless on the web, and he worked out, and he's doing all this stuff, so he doesn't need a 10-second lead. I mean, he's you know, come on, he's the athlete this time, so he only needs 5 seconds.
Yeah. Are we going to call it the play-by-play or the play-by-guy?
Oh,
boy, you're on a roll today, dude.
That is so
all right.
Hang on, let me get my
Oh, wait. Phil right now has a pair of black shorts on and a yellow sweatshirt, but he's about to take his sweatshirt off because every year he always has to have an outfit on that's going to kind of, I don't know, instigate anger in the gay people. So this year, he just took his sweatshirt off, and now he's got a T-shirt on that says, "Yum, yum, get you some." That is handwritten on the T-shirt. He's got four pink Lays around his neck, and then he's got, what do you call that?
Lingerie, baby.
A red lingerie blouse with fur cuffs, and then he's got a hot pink hat with pearl beads hanging off of it.
So he's just...
I guess it's his attempt at being a camp drag queen, but it's not working too well.
So he's just wearing what he wears up to Wild Bill's on Friday or Thursday night.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like he's going to a Buffett concert to me. All right, let's go ahead and do this, Melissa. You give the countdown, and at this point, it's all yours and Phil's.
Okay. All right, well, we have, like I said, the added tennis guys, and then we have our buddy Yogi, who is also here, and Yogi is... So he's here ready, and Phil's got the football in hand. That's what we brought to toss. So I guess I will toss Phil his football.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, give me your ball. Thank you. That's the last time you'll ever hear those words. And then, guys, y'all ready? Hey, Yogi?
Are you ready? With the tennis racket?
Okay. You ready?
You're really going to run with the tennis racket. Holy jeez, we got another person playing now, too.
Oh.
Now we got three.
Well, I wouldn't worry about so much darn fun.
I wouldn't worry about him.
What's going on now is some of the spectators that were here decided they want to be a part of it, so they're in line. Yeah, we've got several guys here. And you know how when you're running track and then you kind of bend your knees and you lean forward like you're about to... waiting for the gun to go off. That's what these guys are doing.
Now, be sure Phil knows
that guy holding onto that tennis racket, he shouldn't be leaning forward. Tell Phil that.
Be sure.
I, he's you know what? He can handle his tennis racket. Okay.
Hold on, Melissa. Remind Phil that the way that Smear the Queer used to work was as soon as you got tackled, you basically tossed the ball to somebody else and the game continued within a split second. So since he is not actually tossing the ball to anybody else, as soon as he's tackled, he's got to get up and start running again, and they got to tackle him again.
Let me explain that to the guys who didn't hear that. Hey, guys.
Oh,
now, the way, of course, the old game works is we toss the ball to Phil, you tackle him, and then he would toss the ball to someone else, and you tackle them. So Phil's the only one being tackled. As soon as you tackle him, he gets up, runs again, you tackle him again. It's a nonstop game. It's Smear the Queer.
I'm running. No, hell no, I'm not stopping. You can catch me on P Street.
All right, Phil. All right, Phil, you ready?
Y'all ready?
Good luck and Godspeed.
His future said,
I almost pulled my birthday veto today. I swear to God, I went back and forth with Jeff to see if I could pull my veto and get you down here to do it this year.
I think you're just delaying the inevitable, Phil. How about you just stop your jawing and get ready to get smeared?
Yeah, shut your panties.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give Phil the ball, and he's going to get a five-second lead. And then the cue for you guys is the phrase that's on his T-shirt, which I'll yell is when you're ready to start. So, Phil... 1, 2, 3, go.
I'm running. Here we go.
And guys, yum, get you some. Yum, get him.
Oh, hell. Let me describe what I'm... Oh, good God. Oh, you... Oh, Jesus. Oh, this dude is on me. Oh, damn it. Oh, God.
He lost his hat in the process. And now he's getting birthday spankings from all the guys.
Get the hell off of me. Wait a minute, y'all still there?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, I gotta go.
No. So now the Atta Tennis League is using their rackets to give him a birthday spanking.
What did he say?
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna do it again. Somebody throw the ball to me. One more time.
You sure you want to be running around Piedmont Park and Pride Weekend saying, give me a ball?
One more time.
Yum, yum, get you some.
Oh, there they go.
I'm kidding. Oh, swear to God, Yogi, I'm kidding. Oh, crap.
And Yogi, straighten him down.
So they're the official kickoff. The official kickoff of Atlanta Pride Week.
Happy Pride,
Melissa.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Be sure Yogi goes easy on him, because Yogi's like a big guy, and he's one of those dudes that doesn't realize how big he is. So when he slaps you on the back or he shakes your hand, you can lose a spleen or crush a couple of fingers. So
Yogi hates when I call him this, but he's like Mr. Clean. I mean, he's like the Mr. Clean guy.
I tell people he's like the character in Of Mice and Men. He just doesn't realize how big he is and how strong he is.
Yeah.
I will bring Phil home, and I will pet him, and I will make him mine.
This game... It's officially retired.
Okay.
I'm done.
Nice job, Phil.
Happy birthday, Phil.
Happy birthday.
This game.
You're on The Burt Show.